Hey guys, welcome to Melanie's Unfiltered Tarot. This is episode one. I'm so excited to start this podcast today because this has been in the works. This is something that I've wanted to do for a while now. This is just a way for me to communicate with you guys better. You know, like this is just like for us to just listen, you know, a way for you to listen to my tarot readings, to listen to other advice, other spiritual advice that you may need to hear right now at this moment, you know, but, you know, virtually. You don't have to specifically look at a video. You don't have to, you know, stay looking at a screen. You could definitely just relax and like lay down or be at work with your headphones on, whatever the case may be. You could listen to it without any like, you know, anything like just disturbing you. You get me? So that's what I'm so excited to start this podcast. Today is definitely going to be a much more shorter episode. Today we're going to talk, it's going to be an about me episode. So it's just all about like, why did I get into this? Why did I start this podcast? How did I start tarot? How did I begin my spiritual journey? You know, for all of you guys that may be interested, I always get questions about like, you know, how did you like start to read tarot? Like, how did you even learn? How do you even know what to do? Or like, you know, do you like hear things? Do you hear voices? Like all those type of questions that a lot of people always ask me all the time. And I'm always so excited to share. But I feel like so many people ask me that I just rather tell you all. But yeah, so I'm very excited for you guys to hear this out. Just let me know what you guys think. Well, to begin, well, we're going to start at the beginning. So my name is Melanie. I am a Scorpio, as you guys may know. I'm a Scorpio. I'm 22 years old. I'm actually going to school right now at the moment for psychology. And the reason why I wanted to mention this was because I feel like it's so relevant to what I'm doing today. I know like, you know, psychology and astrology and tarot and everything and witchcraft is like, there's no correlations together with it. But I do see that there's like one thing that holds it together, which is the fact that I like to help people. And my reason to always wanted to do psychology and to do like tarot and everything was because I just like helping people. And I feel like there's so many ways that people can help others, you know, by teaching, you can help others by, you know, being a police or being a fireman or, you know, whatever the case may be, like a nurse or anything like that. But I figured out later in life that I don't just have to settle to being a psychologist to help people, you know? I don't have to settle for the traditional way to help people. That's until I realized I was like, I don't even know if, you know, I believe like in the things that I was raised to believe, you get me? So I'm going to get into that a little bit later, but that's definitely just my guidance. That's my being, the reason why I'm doing this is to help others. And there's so many cases, like I just wanted you guys to know, like when I do tarot readings, when I do any type of readings, I always like to like just be as helpful as I can, you know, give as much information as I can with the reading that we did, you know, even if it's just more than one question. You know, other people tend to charge more per question. Sometimes I do, but the thing is, like, I focus more on like, what do you need right now? Do you need my help? Like, if you need it right now and like you don't even have the money for it, that's completely fine. I will answer you another question. You want to know more things? I will give it to you. You got me? Like, that's my way of being. Like, I just really don't care about the money. I care more about like the person, you know, like being more at a relaxed state of mind, you get me? Being, having clarification, you know, just knowing what's going to happen. And that's the thing that really, really motivates me. And that's why I always say to people, like, whenever I hear you guys' feedback, like, and what you guys tell me, I get so happy because it's like, wow, I didn't know that I could do this by reading tarot. You get me? Like, I didn't know I could do this by just simply pulling out some cards and connecting with my intuition and telling you guys what the situation is, you know, what situation you're going through, what's the deal, how can you resolve this, you know, what are the different opportunities, you know, that you may have, you know, what are the different ways that the path that you're taking is going to lead you to, you get me? And as I always say, tarot never predicts the future. Tarot doesn't tell you this is going to happen. This is definitely going to happen. Tarot is more as a way of telling me possibilities. You know, it's telling me right now your current path. And the current path that you're taking is going to lead you to this possibility. But everything fluctuates. Everything changes. No matter what you do, every decision you make affects the outcome of everything. You get me? So that's just like what I'm trying to tell people all the time. And that's what a lot of people mistake tarot for. Like I'm a fortune teller. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I just understand. I try to understand your situation as much as I can. I try to like follow my intuition, follow my gut, follow everything, follow my spiritual guides, everyone that's like, you know, speaking through me. Like, I'm just there like, wow, okay, this is the message that you need to hear right now and the things that you need to do at this moment. I said, you know, I'm 22, and I just wanted to start off by saying that I was raised Catholic, right? And I always respect everyone's beliefs. I've always loved to learn about everybody's different religions, different beliefs. You know, I always like to educate myself in that aspect. You get me? But in my case, I was always raised Catholic from the beginning of time. My mom is Catholic. My dad is Catholic. My grandparents are Catholic. Everyone I know is Catholic. Like, everyone was a hardcore Catholic in my household. And until recently, I was struggling to see where I belonged in, you know, where I, you know, really, really, like, felt like I belonged, like, where I felt like I needed to be. And that's the thing that kind of, like, drove me to this journey. To begin, it's like, I used to be in the youth group when I was younger. You know, some people that may be hearing this, you know, were actually with me in my youth group when I was younger in my local church. And I used to go to all the events. I used to pray. I used to go to retreats. I used to do so many things. But at the end of the day, I always felt so uncomfortable. I always felt like I asked way too many questions about everything that I'm, you know, praying to, or like, you know, what I claim to believe, you know. And that's something that always stuck to me. And that's conversations I always had with my parents and everything. And my mom was just like, no, like, you know, that you're Catholic, you were born Catholic, so you're supposed to stay Catholic. And obviously that's not the way. But it took me years to finally, like, tell myself, like, I'm not Catholic. That's not my path of way. Like, that's not my path to follow. That I'm not religious in any aspect. I'm not Wiccan either. I'm just a little bruja. But I'm not Catholic anymore. Like, you know, everyone was kind of like, wow, like, wait, what? Like, everyone that knew me, they're like, you're not religious? Like, when people would tell me, like, they're like, oh, like, when are you coming to church? And I'm just there like, I don't go to church. Like, you know, like, it's just kind of like a weird thing. And there's nothing against going to church. That's not my thing. And the reason is that it's because I suffer from OCD. And the thing with that, the way it kind of comes into this, like, this all comes together, is because my OCD is more based off intrusive thoughts, not really what you see in television with the hand washing and everything, which is a huge misconception. But that's for another episode, for another, you know, another day. And definitely my OCD has affected as well, like, me in my religious life, you got me? So for me, it's like, it was hard for me to go to church because I had intrusive thoughts, like very, very gory intrusive thoughts. And for people that know about CD, know about this, it would just make me feel very, very uncomfortable stepping into a church. So from then on, I started to search into other religions before I, you know, landed into witchcraft, before I found my calling. But before this, I was trying, like, Buddhism. I was trying, like, Pentecostal. Like, I was trying everything. Like, I wanted to research everything. Like, I was talking to my therapist. She was like, why don't you change your religion? Why don't you do something that doesn't have figures, that doesn't have pictures? You know, that there are some churches that don't have any figurines or anything like that, like, or any statues or anything. So I just try to be as much as comfortable as I could be. Like, I just try to find somewhere where I was comfortable. And that was, like, the beginning of it all. Like, the beginning of me trying to see where I belonged. And that's how I landed here. And then for, like, forever, I've always was curious about witchcraft. You know, it always called out to me. It always was there. I was always, like, in the present of witchcraft. You get me? Like, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, like, even though they don't call it witchcraft, it is witchcraft. You get me? They would read coke leaves, which in Peru is a traditional thing in Peru where you could go and get your coke leaves. It's a way of shamanism. But yeah, so that's always intrigued me. I always had my tarot cards read. I was always very curious. Like, I was just like, I want to learn more about this. And this called so much more attention to me. My grandma would do cleanses on me. Like, I did other cleanses. Like, I don't know. Even if you guys know about Peru, there is, like, a guinea pig cleanse. Yeah, I know it sounds disgusting, but it was a cleanse that I had to go through because, like, I was very sick a year and a half ago. And it affected me mentally and physically, my entire body, the disease that I had. So I had to get a cleanse. You know, at that time, I was so desperate to, you know, to heal. And when I went to my country and I had two cleanses done on me, because the shaman was, like, really well known for, like, cleansing people and helping healing people. So I was just like, wow, like, I can't believe this. At first, I was very skeptical and I was like, I don't think this is going to work on my disease, you know, but when I went, like, can I tell you guys that I was, like, bamboozled? I was just like, oh my God, like, I can't believe this is happening to me. Like, the whole ritual was insane, but it was just like a part of me like believed in it, you know. A part of me was like, I felt so comfortable. I felt like I was at home. I felt like someone understood me. You get me? And again, that's just the beginning. Like, I was like, wow, like, this is the place where I want to be part of. I want to learn this. I want to learn how to read tarot, how to do rituals, how to cleanse. You get me? I want to learn all of this. And so on. Like, I did the ritual. And then they took me to a room where I had to like literally be naked. And then they would pass a guinea pig all over my body. And I was just like, oh my God, I was so scared that it was going to bite me. But yeah. So at the end of the day, like after the whole guinea pig cleanse, like, and everything that they were trying to rub it all over my body to see, because in Peru, there is known that the guinea pig, once it's rubbed all over your body, whatever you have in your body is transferred onto the guinea pig. And this is very, very common thing that's done in Peru, especially over there, because there's so many, like, there's a lot of shamans in Peru, and you have to know who are real and who are fake. You get me? And this also depends on your beliefs as well. For me, I was like, wow, like, after I did this whole ritual and they, you know, quote unquote, fixed me, I was like, and healed me, I was so shocked, because immediately when they put the flower water, like Florida water on me, and they poured in all the different like types of rose petals and everything that they poured all over my body, I was like, at that time I was taking prednisone, so my face was really swollen. And the moment when they poured all those, you know, all those, how do you call it, like those potions on me and everything, like I felt my face slim down. Like I felt it. Like, to this day, I like can't believe that happened to me. You get me? Like, I was just like, wow, I can't believe I felt my face slim down. Like, that was one of my biggest insecurities. Like, literally, my face was round, and that's why it's called moon face, because your face is so round from taking steroids. So when I did that ritual, I was like, oh my God, like I feel so different. Like, and it's crazy. And at first I was like, it's in my mind, you know, it's in my mind. So a weeks later, I come back to the US, of course, and I get blood work, right? And just so you guys could know, before I went to my country, to Peru, I had blood work done, and the results were pretty bad. Like, you know, like my antibodies were all over the place. Like, it was just really bad. Like, people thought I had, like, the doctors had thought I had cancer. It was just a big journey, right? And they did blood work and blood work and blood work, and it just always came out bad. So let me tell you guys that after I came back from my trip in Peru, after doing the ritual and everything, like, I did blood work, right? And I was already, like, thinking, like, oh, it's going to come back the same. It's going to literally come back the same. And then I get the report back one day. My doctor calls, and then they're like, wow, like, everything came back normal. And I was like, what do you mean? They were like, yeah, the inflammation went down and everything. So I was like shocked. Like, they were like, everything seems fine. Like, everything is normal. And I was just like, I was so like amazed, and I was crying, and I was just like, I can't believe this. Like, to this day, I always take that experience to my heart. Like, I'm just there like, wow. And ever since then, that's when I opened my mind. I was like, there's so much more in this world. There's so much more in this world that we don't know. You know, that there's so many things that we may not believe in, because obviously we need scientific facts and everything, but sometimes all it takes is faith. And that's something that I didn't have. And then after that day, I was completely like in awe of like what happened. And from till today, like, now I'm just there like, I believe in everything. I believe that there is a higher power. I do believe it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, from a Christian God, or like, you know, based off what I learned in Catholic school and everything like that, when I went to get my baptism and all of that, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be that. But in my point of view, I believe that there is a higher power, as in like our universe, you know. I believe that there is so much more out there that we don't know. And that's what kind of was like, why have I only been taught to follow one thing, you know? Like, I feel like right now at my age, I was like, I'm going to do something that makes me happy, where I feel comfortable and where I feel accepted. So that's what led me to witchcraft. I decided to follow my intuition. I followed my calling. I followed everything that was just pushing me and pushing me and pushing me closer to it. Even though my mom, when she found out, she was like, no, 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 like, you cannot. This is devil work and blah, 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 blah. Like, I was just like, and there's no point in my work in tarot readings or anything where I invoked the devil. So I'm just there like, okay, like, this is, there's a lot of big misconception about tarot readings and witchcraft. Like, a lot of people confuse it for Satanism, and Satanism is completely different. It's a completely different religion or, like, belief. Like, you know, like, it's just something completely different compared to witchcraft. Like, there are so many different things in this world that I think that there's this huge misconception that anything else besides, you know, are like the religions that we hear today, and anything outside of that is considered Satanism, you know? So that's just kind of like what I was struggling with, like, acceptance. So to begin my witch journey, you know, it was actually a very, very complicated journey because, again, I still lived with my parents at the time when I first started to learn about tarot, learn about witchcraft and everything like that. So it was actually very, very interesting how I started in the beginning. I decided to research first on tarot. And this is what I always tell people. Everyone is free to do whatever they want. Everyone is free to read tarot cards. Everyone is free to use it in any way they want, you know? But it is important to do research. It is important to search up what it is, how do you use it, what do you need to do, what do you need. You got me? Like, there's so many things that come into play when you're doing tarot cards, because at the end of the day, you want to stay safe. You don't want to put your life in danger. You don't want to bring anything bad, any bad things into, like, your home. You got me? You don't want to bring any bad, like, stuff, which I accidentally once did. And again, I'll explain that later. But yeah, so I started reading first on, you know, watching videos on YouTube, like everyone. Like, I was just like, how do you read tarot cards? You know, things that you need to do. What's, like, tarot 101, you know, like, how, like, what does every card mean? And that's exactly what I did. I bought a little book that I use, and it's based off the Rider Waite tarot deck. So that was my first book on learning definitions for each card. But it took me a while to realize that, yes, it's important to learn the definitions of each card, but it's also important to learn to listen to your intuition. Your intuition is super, super important, like, and when it comes to tarot reading. When your intuition, basically, how can I explain your intuition? Your intuition, for me, it's like that little voice in my head that's telling me, you know, something. It's telling me, like, be careful, or this is a bad feeling, this is a good feeling, do this, go to this path, you know, do this, don't do that, you get me? My intuition always speaks to me, and I've always felt like I had a strong intuition since I was very young. It's helped me in so many ways. It helped me stay out of bad places. It helped me meet great people. It helped me just let go of bad people. You get me? Like, my intuition for me is very strong, and I learned from the beginning to trust it. For years, since I was young, like, I learned to trust my intuition 100%. Until this day, I do. If my intuition tells me that's a no-no, like, that's, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to speak to you if my intuition is telling me don't speak to that person. Like, I'm telling you, it's just, I believe in it so much that I always tell people, follow your intuition. Everyone has intuition, you know? So it's just, it just takes for you to hear it. It just takes for you to follow it. You get me? You need to hear it. And then once you hear it, trust me, your life will become so much better, because you're going to be like, wow, like, I can't believe all these situations that my intuition has got me out of. You got me? So that's just, like, the great part of it. So, again, so your intuition plays a huge part in tarot cards. Yes, every card has a meaning, but every card is different to every person. Like, for me, like, the death card, to many people, it may seem like a scary card. Definition-wise, it's saying it's the beginning of, you know, a new phase. You know, you're closing a chapter, you're opening a new one. You get me? That's the death card. But for me, it's going to tell me something more specifically. Like, yes, it's the closing of a chapter. But when I'm reading, depending on the person too that I'm reading, it could tell me, like, well, this could be letting go of a person. You get me? This could be letting go of a job. You get me? And it's just those little key words that I need to hear in order for me to understand what the reading is about. And for those who don't know, when I do tarot readings, I do not ask about your situation. I do not ask about what's going on. I just tell me, would you like a general reading? Do you like a question? Do you want to ask a question? Or is it a romantic reading? And if it is a romantic reading, all I need is the name of the person. But that's about it. I don't ask about your situation. I don't ask whether you guys are broken up or you guys are this and this and that. I don't ask for any of that. So for me, it's just like, okay, I'm just going to go based off 100% off my cards. Whatever my cards is telling me, if it's telling me you're going through a breakup right now, then that's what the cards are telling me. You get me? Only you can confirm that to me once I finish telling you your reading. But yeah, that's how basically I do it. And intuition, you have to follow your intuition, especially if you're reading for other people. Your intuition could help you so much in understanding the situation and understanding what's going on with the person or the situation that they're involved with someone else. You get me? Your intuition is very, very important. But when I first started doing tarot readings, which was a couple months ago, I first started doing free tarot readings. I literally started, like, I don't know if you guys, some of you guys remember that. I literally offered free tarot readings just so I could practice, just so I could get, you know, one, learn what every card means, and two, just to work on my intuition, you know, trust it, whether I'm right or wrong, you know? And I've done 30 plus tarot readings for free, which took me a whole month to complete, like. And I want you guys to understand that doing tarot readings is extremely draining. It's extremely draining, especially based off the situation, based off the person, their energy that's connected to them, or the people that are involved, whether the person is depressed or anxious or whatever. That all transfers back to me. So that's why I only do maybe 4 or 5 readings a day. Recently, I've cut down to 3 just because it could be very overwhelming, like, doing so many readings in one day. Like, I'm just, like, all over the place. I'm, like, I can't breathe. I'm, like, dizzy. I'm, like about to faint. Like, I'm so tired. It gets me really tired. So I like to take breaks. I don't do tarot readings every day. I like to do them once in a while. But I remember when I first got my first tarot deck, I just bought the first tarot deck that appeared on Amazon or Urban Outfitters, I believe that is where I got it from. But it didn't connect with me. Like, I understood the readings, but it didn't connect with me the way that my Modern Witch tarot deck connects with me. And that's an important thing too. Like, when you're looking for a tarot deck, you want to get a deck that connects with you. Like, the colors that pop out to you, you know, the imagery and everything. If they don't connect with you, then it's going to be hard to connect with the cards and learning the meanings and learning the messages that the cards are sending to you. But yeah, and when I first did get my deck, I literally had to give it to my boyfriend to hold for a couple months because my mom was not having it. My mom was like, get those cards out of my house. Get those devil worshiping things out of my house. She did not appreciate the fact that I had a deck of cards, of tarot cards. So I had to hide that. I was a broom closet witch. I couldn't tell anyone that I was doing tarot readings because in the beginning I was still scared of what people may think of me. I was scared about thinking like, oh, this girl is believing things that aren't real. This girl is or she's doing like Satan worshiping or anything like that. You got me? When that's not the case. You get me? Like, it's just, it's crazy, like, that people have this little mindset here that, you know, like, that anything that's different is bad, you know? And that's what really upsets me. But now that I'm into witchcraft and now that I've accepted that I'm a witch, I've accepted that this is who I am and this is what I love because it makes me so happy and I feel so peaceful. I feel so in tune with myself. I meditate more. I literally listen to myself more and it makes me so happy. And I can't, I'm just happy. Like, I'm happy with where I am. I'm happy that I'm here. I'm happy that this is the path that I chose to take. And I did it. I literally started doing my tarot cards and everything dealing with witchcraft, whether it's, you know, putting up my altar, putting up anything, any other things that I need, you know, having my candles, using them for protection and everything. And it was hard explaining to my mom in the beginning. Like, she was like, no. But ever since I moved out and I finally had my own place where I rightfully can practice whatever practice I want to do, there was no way of her telling me no. You got me? She just had to learn to accept. And that's an important thing too. Like, parents, you know, they're not always 100% right. And it's okay. You know, they need to learn as well. You know, just like we learn from them, they learn from us. And it took a while for her to accept the fact that I'm doing this. And she was very upset in the beginning. And she might still be, but I think she's doing better. I think she's just kind of like accepting this. She's like, okay, let me hear those tarot readings. Or like, yeah, let me see. Maybe she may be interested in the tarot reading herself. You got me? But yeah, so that was like the beginning of it all. And now my journey is here. Now when I first started doing the free readings, people were like, why aren't you charging? And I was just like, because I don't think that I'm ready to charge. You get me? I don't think that I'm ready to charge. And then again, it took me some practice, a little bit more, a while later passed. And then, you know, people told me it's true. You know, this is your time. This is your energy. This is, you know, you focusing really hard, you know, your hard work and everything, reading and everything. It takes a lot of hard work. So, you know, people should pay for your time. And obviously, I started off just with $10 a reading, and they still are $10 a reading if you guys are interested. And I like to keep it at that price. Like, for me, if I were to increase my prices, because I'm adding more cards to it, basically, that's about it. But I like that price, and I feel like it's very, like, for me, I feel comfortable with it. People feel comfortable in it. And I think it's pretty fair as well. I don't think that I should be pricing it more. And if I do, it'll probably be a couple dollars more. But other than that, it's like, I realized that this, not only was this my spiritual journey, but this is also like starting to become my business. You get me? And it's okay. It's a lot of people say like, wow, you made something spiritual turn into a way to make money. It's just like, no, because at the end of the day, I'm helping people. I'm helping people get clarification. I'm helping people with advice that, you know, they need to hear right now, that my spirit guides are telling me, that their spirit guides are telling them, like telling them, you know, what the universe has to tell them. And I think that's very important to realize that this isn't for money. This is literally to help you. This is just a way for me to help you to learn about yourself, to learn about opportunities you should take. You know, whether you're on the right path, whether you're not, like, you know, like, this is things that has helped so many people. And I've had people tell me like, wow, thank you so much for your words, because this has led me to something else. And that is my dog barking in the background. So, oh my God, he would be barking right now. Well, besides my dog barking in the background, I hope that doesn't, you know, you guys don't mind that. But yeah, at the end of the day, I just love helping people. And that's I feel like that was my purpose in life. Like, I've always felt so like an outcast in my life. I feel like I see everyone and then they're like, I'm going to be a nurse. I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a teacher. I'm going to do this. And then I was just there like a big meep. And I was like, I don't know what I want to do in my life. And I'm going to college for no reason, because I'm probably not going to use my degree anytime soon, because I want to pursue so many other things, you know? And that's what I learned. You don't have to stick to one thing in life. You could do so many things in life. So many things in life that if it makes you happy, do it, you know? Like, and this is what's making me happy. This is something that's making me so happy when I help people. I'm a people helper. So the fact that I could do this in a spiritual way, that I could do this in a way where I connect with myself, that helps me in the end of the day. Like, I'm also meditating. I'm also like, you know, focusing, putting my energy out there to help others. That makes me happy. So yeah, so that's pretty much my journey so far. Like, you know, like, you guys already know about who I am, why I started this, how this became a business, how I went from a broom closet witch to a witch that's out now. You know, if you want to, like, if you're practicing witchcraft, you know, it's okay to say that you're a witch. You know, don't be afraid of what other people are telling you. Don't be afraid of what other people may think of you, because at the end of the day, this is something that makes you happy, where you feel at peace. So it's just like, I hope you guys could come out one day as well, like I did. And it takes time and it takes strength as well, because, you know, we're all scared about other people's opinion. And I learned that, you know, that doesn't matter, because it doesn't affect me. It doesn't make me who I am. It doesn't change who I am. It's just, you know, I am who I want to be. So that is the big takeaway of this. But yeah, I hope that everyone really enjoyed this episode about me. I hope that you guys learned a little bit about me and feel a little bit more comfortable coming to me, especially if you guys have a reading. I'm very happy to help to answer any questions that you guys may have. From this podcast, I'm planning on doing weekly tarot readings instead of posting them. Like, I will continue to post a picture of the cards online, but I will post a podcast, you know, I will post like about the weekly reading. So those videos will probably be like maybe 10. I mean, those, not the videos. The audios may be like 10 to 15 minute long, depending on the type of reading and depending how much information I get from it. And another interesting thing, I'm going to do tarot interviews. Yay! Like, literally, I'm so excited. Okay, guys, so this is the thing. If you guys are asking for a tarot reading, I'm not doing this now. First, I'm going to start with very close people of mine to see how it goes. But later on, when I feel comfortable and when you guys feel comfortable, whenever you guys ask me for a reading and I send you my message where I tell you payment info, how it goes, the question, your name, everything, I'm also going to include whether you would like to be featured in my podcast as an interview, meaning that I would probably call you on FaceTime. And we will talk from there. We are going to be here on my podcast. We're going to go through your interview. You don't have to say your name unless you are comfortable. I will get all the details before we start our podcast. And I will try to keep it as private as I can unless you're okay with your name being out there. But yeah, and I'm also doing monthly readings, pick a cards, love readings, and conversations. Other conversations like this. Just chill conversations where we guys could talk, you guys could listen, and you guys could ask me anything. So yeah, guys, that's it for today. Thank you guys so much for hearing me out. And I hope you guys enjoy my future episodes, which I believe they're going to be very interesting. Thank you, guys.